The atmosphere today has been very calm and orderly. The group, you know, I was invited by the Qatar group to co-chair the observer team here in Cote d'Ivoire. And the group so far reports that wherever it's been has been orderly and peaceful. I sat through the counting at the polling station, and I must say that I was impressed. The presiding member and election officials, they all seemed to know what they were about, and they did everything so transparently that at that particular station, I felt the performance has been as good as any I have observed anywhere. And so I hope it will be the same throughout the country so that the results could be accepted by all.
Well, Mr. President, we heard you say there were minor delays that you were particularly not happy about.
This morning, as we went around, there were two stations we visited where there had been delays of around 4 hours with people queuing in the morning sun. But after, once the voting got underway, I should say that things went very well.
Mr. President, you were very close to the Ivorian leadership when you were president in Ghana.
Yes.
What does this election mean as a first step towards Ivory Coast stability as well as that of the West African sub-region?
It will mean a lot if everything should end well with the elections here in Cote d'Ivoire. Because Cote d'Ivoire, as you know, has been very central with the West African economy. And it's a place of, I would say, convergence. The African Development Bank was cited here. And it's now the number one cocoa-growing country. In fact, it's been the number one cocoa-growing country in the whole world, Ghana being second only to Cote d'Ivoire. And I believe with peace restored here and the government running normally in Cote d'Ivoire, the country would be able to take its proper place within ECOWAS so as to cooperate with nations like Ghana and Nigeria and Senegal to help move the objectives of ECOWAS for the betterment of the entire sub-region of West Africa.
Mr. President, accepting the results of an election, particularly in West Africa, has been tricky. What do you see as how the parties are prepared to accept the results of this particular election in Ivory Coast?
Let's hope these elections would conclude freely and fairly so that all the contestants would be able to accept the results with what I would describe as equanimity, fairly.
So what is your feeling about how people comported themselves, particularly with this election?
I am so impressed everywhere I've been. Even in the morning when the delays, the places we visited, we saw great delays. The people were only anxious to vote. We didn't see any display of anger and untoward conduct. Everybody was waiting patiently in queue. And only they were anxious that the voting process would begin. And everywhere throughout the city of Abidjan,
the reports have been
peaceful. Yes.
Well, Mr. President, have you met the Independent Electoral Commission officials about how to
ensure? I haven't met them yet, but at least I've met the officers at the polling stations. And that's where the action really should be, the polling station. I sat through the conclusion of voting in one station, and I sat through the counting in that station, and I was so impressed. I don't think there could be better counting transparent process anywhere else. the officials were so good, and so transparent. I sat through watching every detail, and I went away feeling if this would be the trend all over the country, then I would say the Ivorians have acquitted themselves very well.
Did you sense people wanting to ensure peace and tranquility in voting process to rebuild Ivory Coast as you went around talking to people and witnessing what was happening?
That's the impression I got. The prominent candidates, there were three clearly outstanding candidates. The president, Gbagbo himself, and President Bedie, and Prime Minister Ouattara, their agents were everywhere. And these agents, very well drilled, they knew what they were about wherever I went. They all sat through patiently and were very sharp, obviously, looking at the various stages of the vote and count. And I'm sure if there had been any deviation, these agents would have challenged very seriously. But I didn't see anything like that.
Mr. President, before I leave you, what would be your message to Ivorians as the results trickle in?
Well, first, I'm hoping the trend I have seen in Abidjan would be the same all over the country. And if that's how it would be, then I would say it looks like the country has been availed a free and fair election, and the outcome should be accepted across the board by all the candidates.